Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
When you're a male comes with it a certain amount of bravado, things that us men think that we can do better than the fairer sex, and probably right at the top of the list is being a driver. There's something inbuilt in men that we consider that we are the best, and the fairer sex comes a sad second. And there was an interesting story in the paper last week in the Daily Telegraph, and it says the reverse may be true on parking. And there is that old, very sexist, ladies, I'm with you on this one, this old sexist line about women not being able to reverse park. So I thought what we'd do, we would get the final word from Greg Single from Jan's Driving School. He's one of the instructors, because we can hypothesise over it, but this gentleman gets in the car every day with learner drivers. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
First off, you're a braver man than I am. I think there's a couple of jobs that I wouldn't want to do. Bomb disposal expert, number one, and driving instructor, number two. So my hat goes off to you straight away. Is it a tough job?
Yes, I'd say it is. It's a mentally challenging job, because when you're sitting in the passenger seat, you're still got to be driving the car, sort of, so to speak, because if something goes wrong. But it's not as bad as what you make out, because at least we have a break.
Well, I would imagine that would be a word that would be used a lot during the day. Break, 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 break.
No, I've got one on my side, mate. I don't have to say it. I just use it.
Taking command of the car, that is fantastic. All right, what we're going to do, because things have changed. I remember when I learned to drive a few years ago. Now, you didn't have to fill in logbooks. You didn't have to have a certain amount of quota. It was pretty much an age-based situation. Once you hit this age, if you pass the test. So things have changed a lot. So we're going to get some tips and tricks for parents and grandparents before we let you go this morning. But, okay, asking the question, are males better drivers than women? What are your thoughts?
Better drivers. Well, I don't know. You put me on the spot there, haven't you? No, I wouldn't say so. I know what you're going to say, reverse parking and stuff like that. But we get the students before they've even done a reverse park, so we get to teach them the correct way to do it. So it's most of them haven't even done a reverse park by the time they come to us. That's I can't really say which side. I know I'm sitting on the fence there.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No, that's okay. Do you think men and women learn differently when it comes to driving?
Oh, yeah. Like you said at the start, the bravado, the males do have the bravado. A lot of them think they already know it and they don't need to be shown how to do it. And for that reason, we do actually get the majority of our students are female, because the males know it all. And they don't need to be shown how to do it. They already know how to do it, but we find out that they don't.
Very quickly. See, I've got this theory that women are smarter than men, and they understand, and guys aren't prepared to ask how to do it. They just work on the theory that I'll bluff my way through it. But I don't think that works in every case, does it?
No, it doesn't. In fact, I never ask the students a yes or no, a question with a yes or no answer. I always start with a what or why. And that way you know what they do know, you learn what they do know and what they don't know.
Do you think it's harder for parents and grandparents to instill those skills than you? And I know that, you know, kids generally tend to listen to someone in your position as where, what the heck does mum and dad know? So it must be hard, and they've got a fair amount of time. So have you got some tips for parents and grandparents when it comes to teaching the precious ones how to drive?
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, they shouldn't put the learner in a position that's too advanced for what they're up to at their stage of learning. I often talk to my students after a weekend and I say, how did you go? Did you get a drive on the weekend? Yeah, we went over to from Moorners Bay to Charlestown in the heavy traffic there, and that scares them to death.
Yeah.
So, and it scares the parents to death. But I'd advise to get just in the back streets until they get used to the traffic situation, and then put them in that situation. That's number one. Road rules. They've got to know the road rules. I find most of our students are school students, of course, and most of them don't know the road rules, even though they have to pass a knowledge test to get into the car. But the road rules, like who they've got to give way to and things like that.
Things to keep you alive, basically, and keep the police off your tail.
Yeah, especially if you're going to spend the time on that three-lane highway through Charlestown. Tips, no other tips. Look, tell them to look up ahead. A lot of the people, and this goes for experienced drivers as well, they only look at as far as the car in front of them.
Yes.
And not the red light that's happening up 100 metres up the road. And that's one thing.
Spatial awareness, basically.
Asking questions. Yeah, the guys are better on spatial awareness than the girls, but no one seems to look up ahead as far as they should do.
You know, I was helping a family member drive about 3 years ago, and it's the first and last time, and we're actually on the Gold Coast, and we're going from I think it was an 80 to a 60 zone. And we've gone into the 60 zone, and she's still doing 80. And I said, hey, you know you've changed into a different speed zone. I'm getting there. I said, you really think that's going to work when the police officer pulls you over and said you're doing an 80 in a 60 zone and you turn around and flick your hair and go, I'm getting there. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, it's the same when they go downhill. When they go downhill, they're over the speed limit and they go, well, it's downhill. That doesn't make it any higher speed zone.
No, that's not going to fly with a police officer either. Greg, thanks very much for shedding a bit of light on that. That's some great tips for parents and grandparents because it is a tough gig. But I think that the more time they can get with assistance is definitely better for them. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And thanks very much for your time.
All right, Todd. Thank you, mate.
2NURFM 103.7.